is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're back at Sydney High School again. We were here on Saturday for the first four Division IV girls sectional games, and we've got two more for you here tonight. Houston versus Mechanicsburg in Game 1. Followed by Jackson Center against Layman Catholic in Game 2. Houston Wildcats, by virtue of a fine 55-49 win over Rushi on Saturday, tangle with Mechanicsburg this evening. Wildcats, by way of record, Chuck, clearly a favorite in this game. And having seen Houston play on Saturday and previous to that a game or two, I can see now how Houston gave Fort Loramie and Sydney such difficulty during the regular season. The Wildcats can play big, can play small. Starting point guard Kara Meyer out for the game tonight. Got a bump on the head in the game against Rushi in the second half on Saturday. But Houston can come off the bench with a couple of players. It's a club that can shoot the ball from the perimeter or pound it inside with Jenna Winter, who pumped it over 20 against Rushi on Saturday afternoon.
Well, Winter was the key in that game on Saturday. She was terrific in the middle. And I've seen her play. I mean, she's been starting since she was a freshman. But that was the best I've seen her play offensively in the 4 years that I've been watching her play. She's going to have some size out there in 5'10 sophomore Heather Miller, They call her 5'10", but that's a pretty good-sized girl out there. So there's going to be a little bit of contact. Kara Meyer is going to hurt them a little bit. I think they can adjust, but at the same time, it changes your rotation that you've had all season. So he's going to have to make some adjustments there. But Houston, on paper anyway, should be the favorite in this game.
When the Wildcats went to a bigger lineup, Houston hurt Rushi on Saturday afternoon. In fact, in the fourth quarter, Houston bumped in 21 points, pulled away to win the game by 6 after trailing by 4 at the end of 3.
Well, I thought one of the big keys to the whole thing, besides winner 25 points, obviously, was the fact that Hensley and Stang did a great job on Hatcher and Heron, the two really good shooters for Rushi. And so they're going to probably adjust now. I see there's another Dodane. She's a junior now. Seems like they've had like 35 of them come through here. But I can guarantee you if she's a Dodane, a young lady can shoot it. And one of those two are going to draw that assignment tonight, I would think.
Michaela Dodane, 15 points a game for 6-16 Mechanicsburg. Ellie Schiffer, is also at 15 points a game. Those are the two young ladies that head coach Brad Allen of Houston mentioned to me before the game that the Wildcats would have to spy on defensively most of tonight. Rebecca New, nice job coming off the bench for Houston Saturday afternoon. And once Macy Stang got her feet back on the ground after committing a couple early fouls, she sparked Houston in the second half as well.
Yeah, she was terrific. And I'll tell you what, with Jarrett and New and Monier, when they went big, they really took Rushi out of the basketball game. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that kind of a lineup again at times here this evening.
Houston Wildcats, 10-13 on the year. It's a team that's 3 below .500, has had some close losses. Could easily be just the reverse, 13-10. Mechanicsburg with a 6-16 mark. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star and Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We'll run down our additional underwriting sponsors for you when we return. Starting lineups, opening tip, up next. Houston versus Mechanicsburg, second round, Division IV sectional girls game here at Sydney tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Throughout the contest, and the administration of most schools requests the
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are seated here at Sidney High School behind the scorer's table, just a couple of rows. We are on the home side of the gymnasium, which is Mechanicsburg tonight. Across the way, a lot of red from Houston. So when the Houston Wildcats score a bucket, you'll hear a distant cheer from the other side of the floor. To our left and to our right, sprinkled about, are a few Mechanicsburg fans. Of course, the Berg made a lengthy trip to get here to Sydney, obviously much further than Houston. But Mechanicsburg is the home team on the bracket, wearing white with purple numbers, gold trim. Houston in the road red for the second straight game. Red from top to bottom, white numerals, white Houston across the chest. Red was lucky for the Wildcats in the game against Rushi on Saturday. So many thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors on scorersbroadcast.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And so many thanks as well here tonight to a new underwriting sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scorersbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company, the building market knows Francis Schulze as an outstanding distributor for many high-quality building products. On the web at Francis Schulze, that's S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, FrancisSchulze.com. Starting lineups for both teams being introduced at the moment for Houston. The opening five includes Rebecca New, normally the first player off the bench for head coach Brad Allen. New is a 5'9" sophomore. She is joined by Sarah Monier, a 5'10" sophomore. Michaela Hensley starts at a guard, a 5'5" senior. Also in the opening five, Jenna Winter at the post. 13 points a game. Outstanding contest versus Rushi on Saturday. 6 feet tall, a senior. And Macy Stang, 5'8", a senior, on the floor as well. Macy, a good offensive player, Chuck, needs to avoid foul issues early. That has been somewhat of a problem for her in the two games we've covered for Houston in the last 2 weeks.
Well, she's very aggressive defensively, and sometimes she sticks a hand in when she doesn't need to. She needs to play more defense with her feet, keep her hands out. And one of the things you look at with Mechanicsburg, of the 10 girls they have dressed tonight, 7 of them are sophomores and freshmen.
So it's a young and up, it's an up-and-coming young team, that's for sure, is Mechanicsburg. But still, 6 wins in 22 games, a club that's gotten better as the season has gone on. And Mechanicsburg also always plays well, I should say, in this sectional tournament. Opening tip to start the game, won by Houston. Wildcats moving from left to right, attired in road red. Here is Macy Stang behind the arc, foul line right, gives it up to New. Behind the arc, left to the key. Her three-pointer missed it badly. Rebound, though, comes out long to Houston. Here's a pass by Hensley, 25 feet away, down inside to Winter. Winter banks it from 6 feet, missed it, got the rebound, threw it to Stang on the arc, and she drilled home a three-ball. Houston with a couple of offensive rebounds, 3 shots, and a 3-point long-distance rainbow by Macy Stang.
Houston comes out in a 1-2-2 defensively now. Let's see how Mechanicsburg chooses to attack it.
Mechanicsburg tries a 15-foot bank shot right away. It rims, comes out no good. Rebound on the inside by Ellie Schiffer of Mechanicsburg. She couldn't get it to fall. It hung on the rim and fell off, and Houston came away with a rebound. Dribbling into the right corner goes Michaela Hensley. bounces inside to Winter, knocked away by Mechanicsburg. Hensley gets it back. She's fouled over the shoulder by Mechanicsburg, which starts Michaela Dodane, a 5'6" junior. Ellie Schiffer, a 5'10" freshman. Megan Hucks, a 5'5" sophomore. Sydney Hucks, a senior, 5'9". And Shannon Barch, a 5'8" junior. Well, Hensley was bumped from behind while shooting the close-in shot. She makes both free ones to give Houston a quick 5-0 lead. Just beyond a minute gone here in the first quarter. Quick jump shot, baseline right. Pumped up there by Barch of Mechanicsburg too hard. And Houston's got the board. Macy Stang in the offensive half court gives it up to New. New fake left. I don't know if she dragged the pivot foot or not. The referee saw it differently than I.
Well, I think possibly that was what they call an anticipation whistle.
Uh-huh.
He thought she was going to travel. I don't think she did.
5-0 in favor of Houston. Nearly 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Mechanicsburg with the ball, top of the circle. Michaela Dodane outside the arc on the left to Barch. Back to Dodane. It's a youthful team that's gotten a full years of experience, 22 games worth playing together. Here's a long three, right corner, Dodane to Mechanicsburg. Missed an air ball. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Thrown on the arc to Sydney Hucks. She lets one fly. It's off the mark, and Houston's got the rebound. Mechanicsburg Indians not shooting it very well here at the start. Here's Stang gliding down the floor for Houston. Gives it up outside the lane on the left to New. Good-looking shot from 12 feet away. Missed it, no good. Rebound tapped to Monier in the lane, and she drops it through. 7-0 Houston. 2.5 gone here in the first quarter. So far, the Wildcats having their way with the Indians. Michaela Dodane outside the arc on the right to Barch. Back to Michaela straight away. Picked up by Hensley. Oh, here's a telegraph pass. Picked off on the play by Macy Stang for Houston. She barrels the other way. She's trailed at the rim, fouled from the backside. Indians player reached around, got a hold of her arm. Stang's got two free throws coming, and Mechanicsburg needs a timeout. Down 7-0, less than 3 minutes played here in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Up so far, Chuck, Mechanicsburg has played into Houston's hands with very quick shots at the offensive end.
Well, there's not a lot of ball movement against that zone. They're taking the first shot they can get.
Stang's free throw for Houston is good. 3-for-3 for the Wildcats at the stripe. And that one's around and out to the left. Monier had a fingertip on the rebound, but Mechanicsburg garners it. It goes to Schiffer in the left corner. Up ahead to Michaela Dodane. Those are the two young ladies right there, Dodane and Schiffer, at nearly 15 a game. Schiffer with a baseline drive, meets resistance, good double team, and New yanks it away for Houston. Fine defensive effort by Rebecca New as she put the clamps on the Mechanicsburg player from the side and just jerked the ball right out of her hands. Here's Houston posting up down inside to Winter. Well, when you get it to her that close, Chuck, you just about have to foul. She was even sandwiched by two players, got the ball up toward the rim, was handcuffed on the arm. Two shots for Jenna Winter of Houston.
Well, that's a tough spot for the defense because they did stand with their hands straight up. But when there's contact like that, normally it's going to go against the defense.
Shot by Jenna off to the left, second free throw, front rim, backboard, and down through. 9-0 Houston, 4:40 left to go first quarter. Here's Mechanicsburg up the floor. Michaela Dodane between the circles, nearly palmed it.
gave it up 25 feet away to Sydney Hux. Deep right corner, Dodane. Baseline to a teammate, Barch. Barch tries a little six-footer. Houston knocks it free. It's touched last by the Wildcats. Goes out of bounds. Substitution coming in now for Mechanicsburg, Heather Miller, 5'10 sophomore, about whom Chuck spoke in the pregame. Shannon Barch goes to the sideline. Mechanicsburg inbounds into the corner. Ball goes right back to Schiffer in the post. Tries to shoot it over Winter. Can't do it very well. Winter gets a piece of the shot, and Houston comes away with it. Well, the Wildcats have been perfect so far. 9-0 lead, 4 minutes gone, first quarter. Mechanicsburg shots have been poor ones. Here is New, top of the circle for Houston. Gives it up into the left corner for Sarah Monier. She can't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Second game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com features Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic. Tigers victorious 60-35 in round one of tournament play. Here is Mechanicsburg floating up a high shot inside the arc on the right flank. It is no good, off the mark, missed badly by Megan Hux, and Houston's got the rebound. And Jackson Center rolled over Troy Christian by 25 points in Saturday's first day of sectional play. Three-point try left corner by Hensley of Houston. Too hard, no good. Weak side rebound attempt by the Wildcats results in an over-the-back foul.
Yeah, that was Jarrett. She didn't have position and still went for it.
Jenna Jarrett, 5'8", junior forward on the court now. Here's Schiffer at the foul line for Mechanicsburg. Pretty good look straight away. Squares up, short, rebound to Houston. Mechanicsburg still scoreless. 3:12 to go first quarter. Hensley, dribble drive, right corner, loops into Winter. Miller guards her from Mechanicsburg. Winter shot is way too long, but a body foul called on Mechanicsburg, which has its hands full guarding Jenna Winter on the block. Free throw by Jenna Swish. Boy, she is automatic. 10-0 Houston, 3:07 left in the first. Second free throw Winter, Swish again. Nothing but net each time.
Well, they're 6-for-8 shooting free throws already in the first quarter.
And that equates to better than 24-for-32. We've still got 3 minutes left in the opening period.
Yeah, that's just a lot of free throws in a quarter. And a little over a half quarter.
Mechanicsburg's got the ball far right side of the floor. Being handled by Michaela Dodane. Gives it off foul line to Schiffer. Back to Michaela. Michaela's 20-foot bomb hits the glass. Ricochets to Houston. Here come the Wildcats over the timeline. Macy Stang picked up by Schiffer. Left side pass to New. New dribbles. Guarded closely by Dodane. On the arc to Sarah Monier. Loops it outside between the circles to Michaela Hensley. Near side to Stang. Head coach Brad Allen signals out of play, much like Peyton Manning does, only this time Coach Allen said Utah.
Not Omaha.
And not Omaha. Or Wichita. Here's Stang in the right corner. Good entry down inside to Sarah Monier. Turnaround five-footer in front. Hits the back brace. Comes off to Mechanicsburg. Good ball rotation, though, by Houston, which got a clean shot in the middle of the paint. It just wouldn't fall. Minute 58 to go, first quarter. Indians forecourt to her left. Mechanicsburg's Michaela Dodane arches up a three and hits it. Mechanicsburg's first points, 11-3 Houston. Minute 46 to go in the first. Here's pressure by Mechanicsburg. Houston whips it down the floor. Hensley, a little hurried at the last second, took a quick step, shot the ball, no good. Houston crashed the boards and fouled.
I think that's going to be the second foul on Jarrett.
And quickly coming back into the game for Houston is Jenna Winter.
Houston's missed two or three wide open inside shots, or this thing could be almost over already.
Exactly.
As it is, it's only an eight-point game.
Eight-point game could be as many as 15. You're right, Chuck. Zone defense employed by the Wildcats. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Schiffer outside the lane, gives to Dodane, deep right corner, triple. Hit the rim, no good. Bounced across the iron to Stang of Houston. She blitzes down the floor, gives it to Hensley, baseline right. She's crowded. Nice feed to Winter on the post. Foul, Mechanicsburg. where they're going down to the corner, hitting Winter down there on the baseline, and they can't stop her. I mean, they keep sending her to the free throw line.
Too easy. Jenna Winter at the stripe. That one hits the front rim. No good. Houston entering Brittany Timmerman into the game, a 5'7 junior. New is out. Second free throw here by Winter. Houston's lead is 8, make it 9 as Winter cashes in on that trip to the stripe. Missed the first, got the second. 12-3 Wildcats. Here's Schiffer in the lane. Feeds it to Sydney Hucks inside the arc. Has a pretty good shot, but can't catch iron. Houston's got the easy board. Stang walks it across, right wing to Hensley. Oh, a good quick entry down inside to Winter. That time she shot it off the mark, hit the side of the board. Rebound Mechanicsburg, intercepted pass at midcourt by Stang, who tightropes the boundary and is out of bounds. 49.6 to go in the first. 12-3 Houston, which substitutes quite freely at the moment. Here comes Mechanicsburg, forecourt to our left. Well, here's a long, long eye-arching three by Michaela Dodane. 26-footer, nothing but cord. Hit the netting, perfect shot. Didn't touch the rim at all. Dodane's got a couple threes to keep Mechanicsburg in the mix. It's 12-6 Houston. Half minute to play, opening period.
She's one of three that we've watched play, and they could all just light it up. So it's not shocking to shoot the ball.
Here is Hensley dribbling into the right corner for Houston. Looks in the middle for Winter, can't find her. Loops it across the paint to Timmerman. Short shot off the mark, but there for the easy stick back is Hensley. Right place, right time for the guard. Michaela Hensley got down in the paint. Got a good rebound goal for Houston. Mechanicsburg throws it away with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Houston up 14-6. Here come the Wildcats to midcourt. Pass to Winter. Outside the foul lane on the right. Missed the 14-footer. Buzzer sounds. Initial quarter is over. Houston 14, Mechanicsburg 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And so many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. High-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. Check out Goffney for dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 14-6 Houston over Mechanicsburg. Game 1 of 2 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Houston a winner in Game 1 on Saturday over Rushi, 55-49. Meanwhile, Mechanicsburg took a bye, and this is the Indians' first game of the tourney. Mechanicsburg coming up empty on its first possession, second quarter. Houston's got the ball, forecourt to her right. Rebecca News sizes up a 3. It almost sticks on the back flange, plops to the front rim, goes off. Rebound slapped out by Mechanicsburg. I don't think I've ever seen a long shot do that, Chuck.
No, it looked like a 9-iron. It just got stuck.
As if there was a wad of bazooka gum on the flange where the ball landed.
I miss Bazooka Joe.
Here's Hensley on the arc for Houston, drives baseline, stops, feeds to Winter at the foul stripe. Here's Stang straight away with a triple. Ooh, it spun around the rim twice and came out. Mechanicsburg tries to save in the corner and knocks it off a Houston player out of bounds. 51 seconds played here in quarter number two, 14-6. Houston over Mechanicsburg. Indians have the ball, deep right corner. It's Sydney Hucks on top to Schiffer. Left side, Dodane. She's made two threes. Make it three threes for Dodane. Wow. Boy, when she comes off that screen, she is in her shooting motion as she catches the ball almost, Chuck.
Yeah, she can tell right now she's a very confident shooter.
14-9 in favor of Houston, and the Wildcats against pressure from the Indians throw it away at midcourt. And Sarah Monier goes for the loose ball and hooked the Mechanicsburg player. Foul on Houston. And only three made buckets by Mechanicsburg. Seems like Houston should be dominating this game thoroughly and up by 15, 16 points, but not the case.
Well, they each have three baskets in the game. The difference is that they're 7 for 10 from the free throw line.
Here's a nice baseline pass by Mechanicsburg, and an open player catches the ball and barges to the rim and banks it down. Sydney Hucks was unguarded. She found a weak spot in the Houston zone. Indians threw a nice bullet pass to her, and head coach Brad Allen of Houston has seen enough. Wildcats up by only three now, 14-11 early on second quarter.
Well, we watched this Friday night in the Jackson Center Anna game. Jackson Center held Anna scoreless for a quarter and a half and still only led 10-0.
Yeah.
So you just had a feeling that Anna kind of had it going for them, and you're starting to feel the same thing with Mechanicsburg here tonight.
Exactly right, Chuck. Momentum early in this game, all Houston. And Mechanicsburg didn't get points until 6 minutes plus into this first quarter. And when Dodane gets hot from the outside for Mechanicsburg, she gets red hot.
Well, Coach Dodane does have a state championship when she was at Miami East.
Yep.
And that was one of the best girls basketball teams I've ever watched.
And Michaela Dodane shoots nothing but threes, so whenever she scores, it's a three-pointer, and she's got a trio of them. 14-11, Houston ball, 2 minutes gone into the second quarter. Wildcats on top. Hensley's got the ball at the foul line. Lobs it for Winter, outlined the lane in the right. Turnaround fadeaway shot as she's sandwiched by two players. No, but a foul against Mechanicsburg. Winter again with a pair of shots at the charity stripe.
Well, they've got three young ladies now with two fouls each.
Winter missed it off the back iron. Houston not shooting fouls as well as it did on Saturday. Second free throw winner. Front rim, backboard, it trickles through. 15-11 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Here's Michaela Dodane between the circles for the Indians. Guarded by Hensley. Veers to the left. Gives it up on the play to Sydney Hucks. Hucks 25 feet out to Shannon Bartsch. Rotated outside the arc to the right wing. Here's a pass to the post to Sydney Hucks. Missed it, no good. Hit the rim. Came right back to a rebounder for Mechanicsburg, who stuck it through. Schiffer. Nice goal by Schiffer. Oh, here's a steal by Mechanicsburg. And the Indians drive hard to the basket. Houston hacks on the wrist. And the Wildcats are reeling a little bit now. Mechanicsburg, which had bolted to a big lead early, is within two at 15-13. A couple free throws upcoming here for Megan Hucks. Chance to tie the game. High arching foul shot, too long.
Well, Mechanicsburg likes to press full court. If you're not scoring, you can't do that. Now that they're starting to score, they're putting pressure on Houston full court, and this is where they're going to miss Kara Meyer.
Exactly. Houston put in the first, 9 points of this game, Chuck?
I think it might have been 10-0.
Might have been 10-0. That rimmed and came out. Uh-oh. Houston fell asleep in the offensive glass, and it's laid in. Was that Schiffer again, Chuck?
That was Hucks. Sydney Hucks.
Sydney Hucks got the board. We're tied at 15. For the last 4 minutes of this game belong to Mechanicsburg. Here's New on the arc for Houston. Long, high-arching shot. Way short. Didn't catch rim. Oh, Houston's got the offensive rebound. Shot no good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Foul on the Wildcats. Momentum of this game has shifted big time.
Well, they need to be able to get winner of the ball. Right now, they're getting her on the baseline where she's kind of behind the backboard. They need to move her out a little bit because free throws aren't going to get it done. She needs to start scoring some baskets.
Both teams pressing. Mechanicsburg three-quarter court style. Ball is passed up the left side of the floor to Megan Hucks. Gives it up baseline left to Sydney. Sydney tries a jumper. No. Weak side rebound. Schiffer missed a fadeaway. And it comes down to Houston. Still tied at 15. 3.5 gone. Quarter number two. Macy Stang to midcourt for Houston. 15 of the last 20 points belong to the Indians, who got off to a slow start. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane by Jarrett of Houston. Way short. Mechanicsburg got a fingertip on it. And the Indians are romping down the floor to Hurley. Houston better get back. And they don't return to the other end in time because Schiffer gets a turnaround J from 8 feet away to give Mechanicsburg a two-point lead. 4:13 to go in the half. UnscoresBroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Yep, head coach Allen of Houston has gotten a couple timeouts here in the last few minutes, trying to weather the storm. Mechanicsburg keeps on coming. Invigorating play by the Indians here in the last several minutes, and against pressure for Mechanicsburg, Houston has difficulty in backcourt. Winter got the ball away, threw it up over the timeline, but dragged the pivot foot in so doing.
See, they put her in a tough spot to handle the basketball there.
Here's Michaela Dodane with the ball 25 feet out for Mechanicsburg. New guards the playmaker out high. New on Link, who's in the game now. Bella Link, a little 5'4 freshman guard. Here's Michaela Dodane driving to the foul line. Off to Schiffer. Wow. Outside the lane to the right. High arching shot over Winter. She used the backboard nicely and got the roll. Another steal, Mechanicsburg. Taken away by Dodane. Off to Link. Shot no good. Rebound Houston. Wildcats challenged to get the ball down the floor. Bailed out here on a foul against Schiffer. 70 feet from the goal. 19-15 Mechanicsburg. 3:24 to go first half. Chuck, this has been about as significant a swing in a girls' basketball game inside of one half as I've seen in a long time. Free throw by Hensley, one and one, missed it, long, no good. And the Wildcats, in their anxiety to retrieve the missed foul shot, go up over the top on the rebound and foul.
Well, you can just see the confidence draining out of Houston and emulating out of Mechanicsburg right
mm-hmm.
now.
Schiffer and Dodane bring it down the floor for Mechanicsburg. Midcourt on the bounce, Michaela Dodane. Right side pass goes to Sydney Hucks. Hucks on the dribble, fades away, shoots it inside the arc, right baseline, short. Rebound deflected by Houston, goes out of bounds.
Got to have your hands ready inside. You can't have them down beside at your side.
Schiffer, baseline left. Into the lane to Sydney Hucks. Too hot to handle. Houston's got the loose ball. Here comes Macy Stang sprinting down the floor. Out back to New. Wanted to shoot it. Gave it to Stang, who will try. No good. Hit the rim. Ricocheted into the corner. Jenna Winter got to it. Whistled for a walk on the play. It looked like she gained possession just as she came to a halt. And I think the referee was being a little too microscopic in that walk decision right there. Don't think it was a travel. Head coach Allen of Houston didn't agree with it either. 2:41 to go in the first half. 19-15 Mechanicsburg. And here is a kick on the play by Hensley at the timeline.
Well, they've gone man now, and Hensley's guarding Dodane, and they've got Stang on Schiffer. So that's kind of the combination I would think they would have on them.
One free throw for Houston here in the second quarter. 1 point for Houston in the last 8.5 minutes of this game. Here's a double dribble by Mechanicsburg in the right corner. And now the Indians take a timeout. 19-15, Mechanicsburg leads Houston, which started the game up 10-0. We're on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Houston Wildcats trail by 4, 19-15. No way we thought we'd be saying that with 2:28 to go in the first half after Houston rolled comfortably to a 10-0 beginning. New head of the key for the Wildcats. Hands it off on the play to a teammate 25 feet from the basket. Now Macy Stang's got it on the arc, drives below it, gives it to Hensley right baseline. Tries to make a wraparound pass to Winter. There's no opening to do so. And Hensley traveled. That's a good call.
Well, she traveled twice. They called the second one, actually.
I think you're right. Mechanicsburg, four-court left. Ball thrown to Schiffer at the foul stripe. Players peel off of her. One of them's Dodane, is handed the ball. Missed it from 10 feet. Got the rebound back. Shot a fadeaway from 17 and drained it. Houston in trouble at the moment behind the six. Only 1 point for the Wildcats and nearly 7 minutes in the quarter and in 10 minutes in the game. Here's a wild baseline shot by Houston. It is no good on the play, but Jarrett stick back is in by Winter, and that breaks the drought of almost 9 minutes.
Well, that was almost a big, that was maybe their worst possession, and they got a basket out of it.
And Mechanicsburg makes a blind pass out of bounds. Miller tried to hit a teammate who wasn't looking. Miller didn't have a good eye on her either. Houston gets a reprieve, the possession back. That field goal by the Wildcats stopped a drought from the floor of 10 minutes. A minute 16 to go in the first half, 21-17. Houston behind by four. Stang dribbles down the right side of the lane, pulls up, feeds it to Hensley. Straight away to New, shot fake, steps inside the arc. A high floater hits the rim, backboard no good. Another foul on Houston. Well, the Wildcats were on the board early. Mechanicsburg is blocking out well now. Minute 3 to go, first half, 1-1 for the Indians, down to our left. Coach Dodane does a solid job at Mechanicsburg year after year. As Chuck mentioned, state championship, coaching at Miami East. Free throw, Mechanicsburg 1-1, no. Off the back iron, rebound Houston. Mechanicsburg always gets better as the season progresses, and the Indians are not shy about playing young people who mature and become very fine seniors, if not well before then. Here's Stang throwing to Hensley in the right corner. Open look for her, but Chuck, before she shot the ball, she moved both feet about 6 inches.
Well, she's been doing that every time she's touched it out there this evening. That's not really like her.
40 seconds to go in the first half. Mechanicsburg still up four. Outside the arc, near side at Schiffer for Mechanicsburg. Gives it up on a weave to Dodane. Ball thrown into the lane. Oh, a nice, good overplay by Houston. Beautiful steal by Jess Monier, who gave it up to Hensley down the floor to Winter. Winter powers to the goal and gets it. Oh, that's a huge bucket.
That was a really nice pass by Hensley that time.
Hensley with the assist. Field goal, Houston. Two buckets in a row for the Wildcats, who trimmed the Mechanicsburg lead to 2-21-19. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Here's a baseline J, but Sidney Hux for Mechanicsburg. It's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Houston. 2 seconds left. Long throw down the floor, intercepted as the first half finishes. Mechanicsburg 21, Houston 19. Thank goodness the Wildcats came to life a little bit the last minute of that second quarter to get back within a bucket after trailing by 6 at one point, despite leading by 10. That's how the ebb and flow in this game has gone back and forth and reversed itself a couple times already. 21-19, Houston trails Mechanicsburg here at the half. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices such as phones and handhelds and iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Our halftime report is up next. It's brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 21-19 Houston Trails on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's halftime at Sydney High School. First game of two tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, and Houston, surprisingly, trails Mechanicsburg by two, 21-19. Indians led by six with a minute to go in the first half. Houston once led by 10-zip. Late in the first quarter before the Indians got the first goal. The first three were triples by Michaela Dodane. Our halftime report, Chuck, presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The pendulum has been swinging back and forth fast in this game so far.
Well, Houston started out with a real strong offensive effort and defensively, but they had to get out of that zone because Dodane started lighting them up from the outside.
Yep.
22-13 rebounding advantage for the Wildcats. Mechanicsburg has an 8-7 offensive rebounding advantage. The Wildcats turned it over 9 times. The Indians turned it over 7. Mechanicsburg only went to the free throw line 3 times, missed them all. 8-13 for the Wildcats. They shot a lot of free throws early. A couple of good. They have Dodane and Chip for both with 2 fouls each, and Sidney Huck, so that could play into it here in the second half. Individual scoring for Mechanicsburg, they were led by Dodane with 11. Schimpfer, I'm throwing him in there for some reason, has 6, and 4 for Sidney Hucks. They scored 6 and 15, 21 for the first half. Houston led by Jenna Winter with 9, then 4 each from Stang and Hensley, and 2 from Sarah Monier. They scored 14 and only 5 in the second quarter. They trailed 21-19 at the half.
And Houston got 4 of those 5 in the last minute of the second period. 2-point lead, Mechanicsburg at the break. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
About 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, with Houston trailing Mechanicsburg 21-19, second round girls sectional game, upper bracket here at Sydney tonight. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight, during this girls' basketball game between Houston and Mechanicsburg, we highlight 3 outstanding seniors for you from Houston: Michaela Hensley, Jenna Winter, Macy Stang. They will be missed next year. Hopefully they get to play another day after this one and beat Mechanicsburg and advance on. But Michaela, Jenna, and Macy are all outstanding students and fine performers on the floor. And they are under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Houston is behind by 2, trailed by 6 with just over a minute to play in the second quarter. Wildcats showed the loss of Kara Meyer, I think, in that second period. Chuck, she got the bump on the head against Rushi, won't play at all tonight. and she's a good ball handler out front and against full court pressure.
Well, Mechanicsburg wants to press, and if they're making shots, they can. Early, they couldn't press because if you're not making shots, you can't put the pressure on.
Right.
We don't have any officials, but, hey, we can start without them. I thought the other adjustment that Houston had to make, they started out in that zone, and after Dodane hit those threes, they had to adjust and get out of that. So they kind of evened up the fouls there after they had to go man-to-man.
Well, we'll keep an eye on both teams defensively to start the third quarter. Houston's got the ball, a chance to get the game tied or take the lead. The winner of this game plays the winner of Game 2 tonight in a sectional final at noon on Saturday. Jackson Center, Lehman Catholic upcoming. Wildcats have the ball. New starts the second half. A beautiful lob from 25 feet out on the floor. She spotted it like radar. Right on the money to Jenna Winter. She caught it on the block. Low left side. Turned and dropped it in. Oh, what a beautiful precision-like pass by New of Houston. But quickly, Schiffer follows for Mechanicsburg. She catches the ball in the paint. Turns. Good look right in front. Squares up and knocks it down. 10-footer by her. Well, we trade goals to start the third quarter. Mechanicsburg back up by two, 23-21. Houston's got the ball, New to Stang. Houston trailed Rushi on Saturday by four at the end of three. Outscored Rushi 21-11 in the fourth and decisive period. Stang at center court, outside the arc to New. To Stang, who catches it right wing, straddling the arc, and she launches it in. Lengthy deuce by Stang. She's a good outside shooter. Give her space, she will make you pay. Get a big triple at crunch time in the win over Rushi on Saturday. Here's a bad pass by Mechanicsburg. New steps in front, yanks it away for the Wildcats. We're tied at 23, a minute and a half gone, second half of the game. New 25 feet out, lobs to Stang in the right corner. Here she goes again. This time it's a triple. It's through. What a shot by Stang. 5 quick points in less than 20 seconds from Macy Stang. And she's ignited Houston to a 3-point lead. Mechanicsburg at the foul line. It is Sydney Hucks to Megan outside the arc on the left to Dodane. Megan Hucks, Sydney Hucks play pitch and catch. Here's Schiffer. Outside the arc on the right. Winter guards Sydney Hucks, who catches at the foul line. Ball thrown to Schiffer in the left corner. Houston's man-to-man defense fairly tight at the moment, Chuck. Indians, very little space to breathe. But just as I say that, a fine look from the left corner. Good pass down inside on the play to Hucks. Hucks spins from 6 feet out and drops it in. Good look with Sydney Hucks, boy. She's got a bold move near the basket. Difficult to defend. Tied right back up, but Houston's lead is one. And the Wildcats penetrate the lane from the right corner. Well done by Hensley. A lot of congestion there, but a foul against Mechanicsburg. Hensley's been inside a fair amount while controlling the basketball in this contest. She's been at the stripe a few times. Here again, she's there with two free throws, way short, though.
Well, they started out strong, and now they're 8 for 14.
26-25 Houston, 5:21 to go third quarter. That shot by Hensley is perfect, all cord. 27-25 Houston, up two. Here's Schiffer, now Michaela Dodane. Foul line, Sydney Hucks. And as she turns to go to the basket, she hits a cutter coming in from the left corner. That was a pretty good play. Sydney to Megan Hucks. Ball was raked away, though, by Houston at the last second. Went out of bounds. Below the rim, Schiffer inbounds. Gives it to Megan Hucks, deep left corner. And Rebecca New gets a fist on it, pounds it free. Houston comes up with it. Big steal. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Houston in the lead, but 27-25 after trailing 21-15. Here's a pass cross-court by Hensley intended for New. She did not cut where Michaela thought she would, and it bounces up into the second row.
If she had cut there, she would have been 6 rows up and had to buy a ticket. I don't know where she was throwing that.
4:42 to go in the third quarter. Mechanicsburg a chance to tie. Here's Miller on the arc.
bounces down inside, intended on the play for Sidney Hucks. Pretty good defense by Houston. The ball bounced in front of Hucks. Went up in the air, head high. She couldn't clutch it. It goes out of bounds to Houston.
Well, they needed to take one more dribble down to get a better passing angle.
Stang to Hensley. Foul line extended right to New. Winner at the foul stripe. Hensley open baseline right. Shot puts up a 15-footer. Missed it. It rimmed out, but she was flattened. Again, Michaela back to the free throw line. She has been extremely active tonight in the absence of Kara Meyer.
She has.
Timeout called by Mechanicsburg, 27-25. Houston, 4:26 to go in the third. We'll let you know that Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. But nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's brookins-usa.com. Couple of important free throws tossed in by Michaela Hensley of Houston, and then quickly Schiffer down the floor for Mechanicsburg, tries to light it up behind the arc, a quick three, too hard, rebound down to Houston. Wildcats up four after trailing by six late in that second quarter. Ebb and flow in this game has been very significant, drastic one side to the other. Here's New out of the right corner for Houston. Open look, three-point territory. It circled around the rim and came off. Rebound to Mechanicsburg. Long throw to Schiffer. Throws into the paint to a teammate. Turnaround seven-footer, Sidney Hucks. Missed off the flange. And it's New who yanks it off the glass for Houston, which is up four with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Stang dribbles up ahead. Throws it right side to Hensley. Wildcats have not had Winter touch it down low for a while. Now they get it into her. Good look with Sarah Monier. Straight away, Winter right in front. Banked it down from 8 feet away.
That's what they need to do. There's no way they can. They either got to foul her or she's going to score.
Here's Michaela Dodane running down the floor. Pulls up outside the lane and shoots it over Winter and Monier and makes it. Don't see how she could have viewed the rim. Good play by Michaela Dodane. What instincts. Soft jump shot, big goal by Mechanicsburg to come back off the Winter two-pointer, and then the Wildcats turn it over at the timeline, Chuck.
A lot of contact, but they're going to call it off. I think that's a makeup call right there.
31-27, Houston. Mechanicsburg can't get the ball in play. Whistle sounds, and there's a screen away from the action. It was not stationary.
Dodane picked up her third right there.
4-point lead, Houston. New tries to break down the Mechanicsburg defense and does. She bolts to the basket from the right corner and makes it off the window. 6-point lead, Houston. 2:41 to go in the third. Here is Link on the arc for Mechanicsburg. Lost the ball. New goes to the hardwood. She's on her knees. Scrapes it off the floor. Gives it to Stang. Down the floor to Sarah Monier out back. Shot fake. She puts it on the deck. Drives all the way to the rim. Look at her go to the basket. New and Monier, two outstanding drives to the cup. And Houston's up eight. Foul line with the ball, Sidney Hucks for Mechanicsburg. Out high to Heather Miller. Now to Link, 25 feet away. New checks her tightly. Miller still has it. Almost a five-second count. Handoff on the play to Hucks. Back to Dodane, 25 feet out. Houston up eight. Minute 54 to go in the third. Here's a drive by Schiffer, and Houston gets a mitt on it. Ball is loose. Mechanicsburg gets it back. Long, high, arching three by Dodane is no good.
Weak side rebound, Houston, but the Wildcat player's got a toe on the line out of bounds. 35-27, Houston leads by 8. Mechanicsburg led 21-15 with just over a minute to play in the second period. And here is an inbounds play by Mechanicsburg, intercepted by Houston. Michaela Hensley, acrobatic maneuver to catch the ball, but she was tumbling to the floor and is called for a travel.
Well, she did, and I understand why coach is a little upset about that, but that's an automatic call right there.
Sydney Hux gets the inbounds pass, flips it back to Schiffer, who comes off a screen, and bingo from 16 feet out. She cans it.
That is a terrific freshman they have there.
Isn't she, though? Woo. Outstanding. Here's Stang dribbling down the floor for Houston. In the right corner to Hensley. Hensley cocks her arm to shoot, leans in a little bit, and she is smacked on the play. Two free throws for Michaela, who, I repeat, has been extremely active in this game. How many trips to the stripe for her, Chuck?
She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 free throws.
And that was off to the left, no good.
She put the throw back and free throw on that one.
Minute 22 left in the third, 6-point lead Houston. Wildcats have scored 20 of the game's last 28 points, once trailing by 6 late in quarter number 2. Houston now up by 6. Hensley's foul shot is swished, and Houston's back ahead by 7 now, 36-29. Houston led early on in this game. Nearly 6 minutes gone first quarter. Wildcats were blanking Mechanicsburg 10-0. And then the Indians got red hot. Flurry of points enabled Mechanicsburg to go up 21-15 with just about 2 to play in the first half. Houston has swung the game back in its favor since. Here's a foul line jump shot by Dodane. She was on the move, took the pass beyond the timeline, dribbled to the charity stripe, let it fly. It rimmed and came out. Rebounding foul against Mechanicsburg. 1:09 to go, third quarter. Houston up 7. Pressure from the Indians. Stang beats it. She dribbles up ahead. Gives it on the arc to Morgan Ealy, who's in. Back to Stang, and Stang guns in a triple. Big basket by Macy Stang. Boy, 8-point quarter going right now. Wow. Macy Stang has a good-looking shot. You give her an inch, she'll take a mile. Intercepted pass by Jess Monier of Houston. She puts it on the floor, goes hard the other way. Mechanicsburg catches her, strikes it out of bounds to Houston. 40 seconds to go in the third. Wildcats are up 10 after the 3-ball by Macy Stang. Ball inbounded by Hensley, low on the left for Jess Monier, and it's hammered out of bounds by Mechanicsburg. Stang made big points second half against Rushi. Same again here tonight against Mechanicsburg, and Coach Allen gives her a respite. She'll get these 37 seconds plus the quarter break, and you can count on her being on the floor to start the fourth. Here's Morgan Ealy on the dribble. Morgan, a 5'4 sophomore guard, throws it behind her to New, and the ball goes astray. New tries to track it at midcourt, plows into the scorer's table, out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. 25.3 to go, third quarter, 10-point lead Houston. Inbounding for Mechanicsburg is Megan Hux. Gives it to Schiffer. Schiffer to Michaela Dodane. Splits a couple defenders. She slashes toward the basket. Left it short. No good. Rebound down to Ealy in backcourt for Houston. 13 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Ealy dribbles up ahead. Now to Hensley. 8 seconds to go. Throws to New on the arc. Intercepted by Schiffer. Schiffer down the floor. Driving layup. Yes, and she's fouled. New caught her from behind. Boy, that's one, Chuck. You just go ahead and give up the bucket.
Or you make her stand up to shoot free throws, but you don't just reach out, whack her a little bit, and let her make the three-point play.
8-point game, 3.7 remaining third quarter. Schiffer at the stripe, dips the knees, and rimmed it. No good. Rebound pulled down in backcourt, but Jarrett up the floor to New at the center stripe. Might have double-dribbled as the buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends with Houston up 8. After trailing by 2 at the halftime break, 39-31 Wildcats on scores, broadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, this game has been a contest of runs, Chuck. Houston enjoyed the first one, starting the game up 10-0. And then Mechanicsburg came back in ferocious style, led 21-15, scoring 21 of 26 points. And it was a six-point game in favor of Mechanicsburg late in the second quarter. Houston has dominated since. Big third period for Houston. How many, Chuck, in that quarter?
They scored 17. No, they scored 20.
That's what I, yep, 20 point. It was 21-19 Mechanicsburg at the halftime break. Houston leads 39-31 as we start the fourth. And here's Mechanicsburg's Dodane, 25 feet out, dribbles the defender into a screen. Hensley goes down in a heap. Foul on the Wildcats, called, and with 7:33 to go in the fourth quarter, Mechanicsburg throws in, trailing by 8. And Schiffer tries to find a player on the inside. A little jostling going on between winner of Houston and a young lady, Shannon Barch, for Mechanicsburg, and either she gets nailed for the foul or maybe Sydney Hucks.
Hucks got her fourth.
It's four personals on Sydney Hucks. She's been strong inside for Mechanicsburg in this contest, and she must sit. How many points for her, Chuck?
Sydney has 6.
Half minute gone by here in the third quarter. Midcourt Stang on the dribble for Houston. Stang gives it up 25 feet away to Sarah Monier. Dribbles into a nest of players on the far side of the floor. Gives it back up to New. It's out of trouble. Now to Stang. 50 seconds gone by here in the fourth. 8-point lead, Houston. Ball whipped into the paint to Winter. Winter goes to work. It hits a nice bank shot, and she's fouled. Wow. Jenna Winter has got that shot going in her sleep, I think, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you, that they just do such a nice job of running their offense.
Jenna Winter snared that pass outside the lane on the right, and she was in motion going to the rim when she snatched the ball, held it up above her head. That's where it was delivered to her, and in one motion, she swung toward the hoop and banked it down. She connected on the free throw. Superb three-point play to give Houston an 11-point cushion with 6:51 to go in the fourth. Houston knocks a missed shot by Mechanicsburg out of bounds. And the Indians will throw in baseline left. Dodane to trigger. Stang guards her loosely. She's occupying a zone in the paint. Ball lobbed to Schiffer out high. To Dodane, who goes behind the back. Now to Schiffer straight on. Here's a triple by her. No, off the heel. Jess Monier leaps to snag the rebound. Outlet to Rebecca New for Houston. High dribble, and it is called.
They came out playing man-to-man, and Dodane had 11 at halftime. With Stang guarding her, she scored one basket here in the second half.
Yep, Macy's been a wizard offensively and defensively both, that's for certain. 6:35 to go in the fourth. 42-31 Houston. Mechanicsburg had 21 points at the half of this game, only 10 in the last nearly 10 minutes. Here is Schiffer, top of the circle, goes to the foul stripe against Hensley, who gets there late, and it's ruled a defensive foul. Bronx cheer from Mechanicsburg people to our right.
Poor officials.
If you wear stripes, You are 50% wrong 100% of the time.
Yeah, you better have some thick skin, I'll tell you that.
Ball thrown in by Mechanicsburg deep in the right corner. It goes.
Wow.
Oh, what a play. Dazzling maneuver. Well done in the paint. Was that Dodane?
Yeah, well, she stepped out and shot one heck of a shot.
And here is Houston beating pressure from Mechanicsburg. Wildcats zip it down the floor in a heartbeat. Mechanicsburg has no choice but to foul. Well done by the Wildcats after an extremely athletic shot by Michaela Dodane. It was a fantastic three ball, a 21-footer, and she pumped it in over the top of Stang. And at the line again for Houston, Michaela Hensley. She has been there repeatedly in this game. No good on the first try. Second one, swish. 43-34. Houston up 9. Michaela Dodane made the three. Houston got a free throw. Indians will take that swap, but they're still behind by 9 points. 5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. 25 feet away with the ball, it's Megan Hucks, gives it up to Dodane. Hensley's got the tough assignment.
Yeah, they've burst it up now.
Yep. Michaela's on Dodane. Here's a steal by Stang out near the timeline. She's going the other direction. Driving layup, yes. Macy Stang with a big goal. 11-point lead, Houston. 5:25 left in the fourth. Here's Megan Hucks. Stop and go move on the arc for the Indians. She shifted that pivot foot.
Well, she stopped and goed and goed again.
5:21 to go in the fourth. Timeout called Mechanicsburg. Houston has got a leg up on the Indians right now, leading by 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Team foul situation, 8 on Mechanicsburg. 8 fouls on the Indians. Houston's in the 1-1 and 2 more personals. The Wildcats will be in the double bonus. Only 3 fouls on Houston so far in this second half of play. Here's Stang to New. Right back to Stang in the left corner. She's not challenged. She shoots it. It hangs on the rim, comes off. Wildcats eat up the offensive rebound and restart the attack 20 feet from the basket. Right side throw to Hensley from Stang. Pretty good defense by Dodane, who didn't touch it. It went off Hensley last, out of bounds. Well, let's see what Mechanicsburg's approach is at this point. Indians can shoot it well from behind the arc. Intercepted pass again by Macy Stang. And she bolts down the floor the other way. Schiffer catches up with her and gets a fist on it and pounds it out of bounds over the end line. Wildcats inbound again below the rim. Hensley, the playmaker, goes low on the left for Stang. Passes wide. Intercepted by Dodane. Ball looped down the floor to Schiffer. Baseline right. Running one-hander. Makes it on the go. Boy, what a talented frosh this young lady is.
Yeah, she's quite a kid.
What a field goal by Ellie Schiffer, a 5'10 freshman from Mechanicsburg. But here's Houston beating press. Down the floor, long pass winner. Jenna Winter gets a gimme from point blank range. Good hustle down the court by Jenna. Here's a foul line J by Dodane to Mechanicsburg, the other side. Good, she hits it. Dodane went down the floor quickly, pulled up 16 feet away, and hit the bottom of the well on a jumper. And then Mechanicsburg guilty of overguarding in backcourt. Stang is bumped by Dodane. 47-38, Houston up 9, 4:03 to go in the fourth. Well, Chuck, we had a series of three baskets in the span of about 15, 16 seconds.
Well, that was the fourth foul on Dodane. That's really going to kind of hamper their comeback effort, I would think.
Schiffer got a nice goal for Mechanicsburg. Winner leaked out the other way. Got a cripple underneath for Houston. And then Dodane came back, blitzing her way down the floor, made a stop shot at the foul stripe. Two free throws here by Houston. And the Wildcats go back up by 11 before Dodane pulls up at the foul line. In again. Nice shot by Michaela Dodane. Boy, you've got to make her give it up. She loves that straight line drive over the timeline to the foul stripe. 9-point lead for Houston, which beats Mechanicsburg down the floor. Here's a great look. Monier hits a teammate. It goes from Sarah to Jess, low on the right. And Jess gets the two-pointer. The sisters hook up with a big goal to give Houston the 11-point lead back.
That's the fifth foul on Bartsch.
51-40 in favor of Houston. Been a flurry of points here in the last half minute. And each time Schiffer or Dodane from Mechanicsburg makes a terrific shot and athletic play, Houston attacks pressure. And
yeah, they've had no trouble with the press. I mean, right when they first put it on, they did. After that point, they've been scoring against the press. It's a double dribble.
Foul shot by Jess Monier off to the left. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Violation not detected. Here's Dodane into the half court. Look out. Three-pointer, 25-footer. Swish. My goodness gracious, didn't think she would shoot that ball, but she did. Houston again, a three-on-two break. Hensley on the finish. Good by Hensley.
Well, this is the point where if you're Mechanicsburg, you got to change that up. Yeah. They're just giving up layup after layup.
Here's Schiffer on the arc. Foul, Stang, clubbed her on the elbow. Three free throws here for Schiffer with 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. And Houston up 10, 53-43. And we've got a full timeout coming here for the Indians. 10-point lead, Wildcats, just over three to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This has been a very fast-paced, hectic fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg pressing. Mechanicsburg not getting back on defense. Wildcats led by head coach Brad Allen zipping the ball down the floor in lightning-like fashion to score points after Schiffer and Dodane make athletic shots at Mechanicsburg's offensive end. Schiffer, who was nailed on the arm in the act of shooting at three, is at the stripe. First foul shot good. Second one dead center as well. And Mechanicsburg has crept back within eight with 3:08 to go.
Boy, that is outstanding form for that free throw.
Well, she's going to be a real superstar at Mechanicsburg before her career is over. She's just a freshman. Ellie Schiffer makes all three at the stripe. 53-46, Houston to seven. Pressure by Mechanicsburg, and it's stolen. Taken away at midcourt, and then Hensley jumps in to get it back. Alert play by Michaela. Gives it up to Stang. Now to Sarah Monier. Now to Macy Stang, up and over the timeline. Deep in the right corner, Hensley. Wraparound pass to Winter, lower the right, and her arm is grabbed. And that might be on Michaela Dodane.
She's got five.
And she is going to be out. She saved what was going to be a sure 2 points from Jenna Winter. And now we have
wow. We may have been off by a foul, Chuck. Only four, apparently, on Michaela Dodane.
Okay.
You'd wonder why she would have gone ahead and committed that foul so intentionally to prevent Winter from scoring. One free throw made. The second danced off the rim. Rebounded by the Indians, who are still alive. Trailing by eight. 2:37 to go. Here's Dodane. My goodness, look at that skyscraper of a shot. A 28-footer. It didn't hit the rim, hit the side of the backboard, but came off so awkwardly that three Houston ladies had no chance to get the rebound. It was garnered by Mechanicsburg. The stick back laid up on the play by Sydney Hucks, and she's belted from the back. Two free throws for her. These are important. 2:32 to go. First shot by Sydney, a little strong.
Well, you got to know who's got the shooter now, because she's probably going to shoot this one a little short.
Mm-hmm. 8-point lead for Houston. Second free throw, Sydney Hucks. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. She pushes it up and through. Houston's ahead by 7, 54-47. Wildcats need to take care of the ball. 10 players in backcourt. Stang on the dribble. Two defenders on her. She goes to the timeline to win her. Off to Hensley. Double bonus time for Houston. Stang at midcourt. Schiffer tracks her down. Stang into the right corner. Stang goes baseline. She is boxed in. Gets it out of trouble to Sarah Monier, 25 feet away. Now to Stang. Top of the key. Megan Hucks guards her. Now to Hensley. Foul line to Winter. Houston not about to shoot. Sarah Monier's got it 25 feet out. A minute 57 to go. Houston up 7. Steal by Schiffer. Pickpocket of Monier, driving layup, no, but a foul. And Schiffer gets two more at the stripe for Mechanicsburg, which can close within 5. Minute 52 to go in the game.
Boy, you can't lose concentration when you're the one with the basketball. You're just dribbling, looking around, and the next thing you know, they're going the other way.
Ellie Schiffer, one heck of a player for Mechanicsburg. The 5'10 freshman, just a ninth grader. Drains the foul shot, and it's a 6-point game.
Well, she has 18, and Dodane has 23.
There's 41 of the 48. Make it 42 of the 49. The shot good again. Houston's lead has been shaved to 5, 54 to 49. Ball thrown to midcourt to Jess Monier. Up ahead to Hensley. 2-on-1 break. She pulls up, pitches it back out to Sarah Monier. Sarah circles to near the timeline, and now the ball is handed off to Macy Stang, who veers off into the right corner. Goes foul line to Jenna Winter. Back out to Sarah Monier. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Houston leads by 5, trying to hang on. Here's a pass from Hensley for Winter, batted by Mechanicsburg. Indians almost get the steal. Sarah Monier recovers and shovels it to Stang. And head coach Brad Allen of Houston gets a timeout. Whoa, Indians were making it tough on Houston. It was a little precarious there, Chuck. It is difficult to hang on to that ball for an eternity.
Well, you've got to be strong with the basketball. You can't hold the ball over your head, look where you're going to throw it, and then try to throw the pass. You've got to bring it down, use your elbows, bring it to your chest, and pivot with the basketball. It's called X out with it to keep the defender away from you. And they need to keep the ball in Stang. She needs to throw it and come right back and get the basketball.
Yep, yep. Because that's who you want shooting free throws.
Yes. Her or Jenna Winter, one of those two, yeah, is who I want shooting free throws here.
Yeah, those two young ladies shoot it at about a 68-69% clip, not quite 70. 54-49 to Houston in the lead. And we are down to just over a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Big savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Great furniture priced just right. Terrific savings on the Goffney website. That's goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Outstanding high-quality furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms too. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. Oh, here's Hensley muffing the inbounds pass. Schiffer gobbles it up. They head to Dodane for Mechanicsburg. 1:06 to go. Dodane to the foul stripe, runs into her own player,
walked with the ball. No call. She lost it. Houston gets it. In backcourt is Morgan, knocked away by Mechanicsburg, and it goes out of bounds to Houston.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to have to weather this 58-8 that's left, because right now, except for Stang, everybody else is really being weak with the ball.
Here's Macy, throws to midcourt, almost stolen by Miller. Loose ball, it travels over the timeline. Morgan runs it down for Houston. She's out near midcourt. Dodane tracks her, and we've got a tie-up or a foul.
Oh, my goodness. Houston might have been cut a break right there. Could have been ruled a jump.
Looked like a pretty clean double team. Mechanicsburg got paws on the basketball. That might be shift first, fifth.
Yep, she is. This time I'm right. She is out. And I'll tell you what, that looked like a real tie-up right there. It did not look like a buff foul.
I'd agree. 44.9 to go in the fourth. 54-49. Houston and Ellie Schiffer is now saddled with five. She's out of the game. Marvelous contest for her, Chuck. How many points for Ellie Schiffer of Mechanicsburg?
19.
Double bonus Houston. No good, though, on the shot by Morgan. It hit the back iron, caromed away. Or I should say by Morgan Ealy. I referred to her as Morgan.
No, she is Morgan.
Uh-huh. That Morgan Ealy squishes. That's a big make. It's a six-point lead. Houston up a half dozen with 44.9 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Wildcats sag back quickly on defense. Here's Dodane on the dribble. Around Winter. Baseline right. Shot deflected. Jess Monier came over to help. The ball hit Dodane after coming off the backboard. At least one referee thought it did. The other official says no. It's Indians' possession.
It was just blocked right off of the support that time.
Mechanicsburg catches on the arc. It's Megan Hux. Megan gives it off on the play to a teammate out high. Down inside to Sydney Hux. Turnaround Jay, eight-footer. No good off the heel. Big rebound by Macy Stang with 21 seconds to go. Houston up six. Macy journeys up the floor, pulls up. Laterals off to Sarah Monier. Back to Macy with 12 to play. And Houston, Chuck, leads right now by 6, 55-49. Same score by which the Wildcats beat Rushi on Saturday. A foul is called, and Macy Stang's got the double bonus to push it up to 57. Well, the Mechanicsburg Indians, Chuck, gave it all they had. A game effort. Valiant try, but Mechanicsburg late. Here is Stang in and out on the foul shot with 10.5 remaining. A couple changes coming in here for Mechanicsburg. Tell you what, if there's an all-tournament team, such a thing as that here at the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional, in one game, Chuck, I might have to put Ellie Schiffer of Mechanicsburg on that all-sectional tournament team.
Well, she was terrific tonight, and boy, especially for a freshman. And then you add Dodane to the group. Unfortunately, they just really didn't get much help out of anybody else.
You know what, 7 points from other players?
Yes, Sydney Hux had the other seven.
The three young ladies score for Mechanicsburg, and it's just not enough. More balance from Houston. Second free throw upcoming here from Macy Stang. It's 55-49. In favor of the Wildcats.
Well, Houston played much better on Saturday against Rushi than they did tonight.
Yes.
They've played well enough to win the basketball game.
And the middle 40% of this game, Houston was off its game, that's for sure, but came back strong after the halftime break. Free throw by Macy Stang is swished, and the Wildcats are up 7. Here comes Link to midcourt on the dribble for Mechanicsburg. Pulls up behind the arc. A long high archer. Hit the backboard. Rim came off. Stang bear hugs the rebound, and that's it. The Houston Wildcats advance to a 12-noon upper bracket sectional championship game on Saturday against either Jackson Center or Lehman Catholic, the winner of the second game here tonight. Houston 56, Mechanicsburg 49. It was quite an entertaining game. Fun to watch. Enjoyed calling it for you. And appreciate the listenership here tonight on Scorers Broadcast as Houston defeats Mechanicsburg by 7, 56-49. Keep in mind, we will go offline for about 12 or 15 minutes. and then come back online for a short pregame in advance of the opening tip between Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic, which is our second and last game here this evening. Houston Wildcats trailed by six with just over a minute to play in the second quarter of this game at 21-15, but then roared from behind, dominated the third quarter, and hang on to win it in the fourth as head coach Brad Allen's team attacked the Mechanicsburg press just enough to make the field goals necessary to win the game in the end, Chuck.
Well, they knocked down some free throws late. They were shooting them not real well in the middle of the game.
Yep.
But they made them early, they made them late. And you're right, they sieved that press enough that it kept the lead up. They got a little shaky with the basketball towards the end.
Yeah.
But with Kara Meyer not playing tonight, their point guard, that's kind of understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kara was missed, but Yeoman's effort to Michaela Hensley. She had to be Michaela and some of Kara Meyer tonight. Michaela was a workhorse, extremely active, dominant player for Houston in the second half. Was Macy Stang. Mechanicsburg did a pretty good job on Jenna Winter over the last two quarters in this game.
Yeah, well, she had 19. She scored 9 in the first half, 10 in the second half. She was very consistent.
I guess Mechanicsburg didn't do a very good job.
Well, no, that's not. You know what? I don't think they did a horrible job on her for her getting 19 points. Stang had 13 in the second half.
Yeah, Jenna got down the floor in a hurry, beat the press. She leaked out a couple times, got gimmies at the other end. Who's our star of the game, Macy?
Well, we're going to go with Jenna and Macy. I can't divide it up. So those two young ladies, and then Michaela Hensley also had 11, but I cut it off at 2. So I got to go with Winter and Stang as the Clancy's players of the game.
Kayla was a worker tonight. Hensley sure was. But the Clancy star of the game honors shared by Winter and Stang of Houston. It is Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Houston Wildcats win game one here tonight, second round of the D4 girls sectional at Sydney. Wildcats by 7 over Mechanicsburg, and await the winner of this game coming up next between Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic. The Wildcats will tip off against the team victorious in the second game at noon on Saturday. Keep in mind now, we'll go offline for several minutes. We'll return in about a dozen minutes or so. Come back online at that time for our short pregame in advance of the tip of the contest between Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic. For Rhett Gish, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, this is Jack Kramer saying again, the final score, Houston 56, Mechanicsburg 49.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.